5 or 6 minutes, and as many layers as I needed, I could say what I think is my ultimate purpose, which is possibly to teach people that metaphysics and epistemology are meaningless. It doesn't matter what space or shape or form you take in the universe. Whether it's a snail, or a mug, or a human being, or a leaf falling from a tree, the only one thing that really matters above all else is how do you relate to all of the other beings in the universe. It occurred to me earlier this evening that one way to describe it might be that in each of us is a hawk, a dove, and a rock. There's something about the essence of being that transcends both itself and all else. And there's another part of us that wants to eat and feast on everything else at the same time. So what does one do in the course of one's day when one sees a grocery clerk or a bus driver or a coworker and we begin to think, oh fuck, that guy's an asshole? We have to learn to retrain our minds to absorb the experiences and forces that are acting upon others, because in fact they're acting on everyone. You, the tree, the rock, the bird, the stone. The thing that makes human beings most truly beautiful is that they're aware of that. With that inordinate power comes also inordinate responsibility to behave as an eternal creature. And one could say, oh, we're a cave, or we're a bird, or we're a busboy. In the end, the reality is you don't even have a face or arms or hands or legs that you in fact, quote, own. There is nothing a part of you for which the word mine actually makes sense, when in fact all things are nothing more than a huge, enormous flower shuttling its way through space. As the universe tapers off like dirt from its stem, and it constantly beckons toward a sun to which it will, in fact, never reach. One begins to wonder of all the myriad forms of not only being, but expression, what is the one to which holds our greatest love? Without a doubt, I would say my children. In them, I see the way I might need or want to be with everyone else. Open, honest, sincere, firm, compassionate. The question that will be asked of you one day is not, how did you lead your life? Or did you find meaning? Or was there some purpose to your existence that only you knew? The question that will be asked when you lay your head to rest at night on either the shoulder of your lover or the love of your pillow, when you awaken in the middle of the day and see that in fact an entire universe embraces you as you walk one slow, methodical foot in front of the other. It might be said we all are nothing more than the clothes which a genderless hermit keeps folded neatly on a bookcase in his library or hers. I have no more sense of poetry than anyone else. For that matter, neither do they. There is something about love that holds the imagination like nothing else. And it may be for our bodies, or it may be